This is the Shepherd Sling, May 19th, 2022, episode number 55. And we are back as our rebel band finds themselves scattered on the roof of the headquarters and across the ground, Ted and Roquan healing from grave injuries. Mookie finds herself situated by a control panel on the top of the roof as a hollow ignites on the comms unit where Mookie is sitting, and a Imperial figure on the comms on the hollow comes up, and this Imperial figure, just give you guys a look. The Imperial figure in Roll 20 looks like this on the hollow.
Ooh, sorry, one more time. Sorry.
The Imperial figure on the hollow looks like this. And next to Mookie's head, and says, composite data from analysis of attackers suggests that this is a rebel operative squad that employs the codename Kurds. This group is most commonly encountered as a Wikwe, a human, a Polis Masson, a Pantoran, and an Arcanian. While their precise origin is unknown, they have previously proven lethal in numerous encounters with Imperial forces and should be considered extremely dangerous. Sector Command has been notified of their presence and is diverting Battle Group Matari to intercept. ISB Commander Hessen Scourge requests that they be captured alive for interrogation, but is given free license to neutralize as local leadership deems necessary. In other words, it is my call. Tynaran Base, extinguish these infiltrators and toss their bodies into the flames of Mount Callisto. And the hollow clicks off.
All right, did everybody hear that? I'm going to communicate what transpired in front of me, I guess.
And the that same hollow went off in Ted's cockpit as well, at a little hollow tray in his hunchback.
Boys, we got Imsen coming. Sorry, Mookie, you too.
What's the plan? Should we infiltrate the tower through that latch? Or through the hatch?
I say we head on in and start blasting.
That sounds good. I'll follow you guys. I'm going to leave the little walker, and I'm going to leave it powered on.
We got to get this hatch open. Mookie, can you crack the hatch? We haven't even opened it yet.
Is it locked?
I guess I haven't checked, really.
So Mookie will go up to the hatch and is there, but she's going to see if she can just lift it open, or is there a knob?
This, as she looks at the hatch, she notices there are two steel hinges on the kind of the back half of it, where it's attached to the roof. And then she notes that there is a latch that appears to be, doesn't have a lot of like digital, doesn't have like lights or anything like that. It looks like it's like just a kind of like a metal lock.
Ted'll try and Hydra's band, try and jimmy it.
Crack this thing open.
Yeah.
And I, as you,
as you are looking down at this thing here, 1 second. As you guys are all up on the roof right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not, but I'm
you're down on the ground.
I'm gonna head that way whenever.
All right. Well, you just hear this like from off in the distance. Underneath, I mean, it's still kind of rainy, so underneath cloud cover, you hear this sound, and it gets louder and louder, and you hear this sound coming from the clouds. And looking up, as you hear that sound, you see what basically looks like a TIE fighter, but its solar panels look a little bit different, and you notice it has specific logos on its solar panels, and it comes roaring out of the cloud, the deep cloud cover. And you see it make a half circle turn, kind of like dipping one of its solar panels and flying kind of by the top of the roof. It goes about 3/4 of a turn around, like going around like a roundabout, and then it kind of levels out and flies off into the distance into a cloud bank. And you just saw that kind of come through and do that. And then fly off into a cloud bank, and you just saw that. Ted is standing up at the door.
Oh gosh, let's get in here.
And Ted is kind of getting out his tools as you just saw that go by. Buck, where are you?
By the hatch.
All right.
He's gonna try to help open the door if he can be any help.
Roquan, where are you?
He is climbing up the ladder.
All right. Vod.
I'm standing at the latch watching Ted, but looking off into the distance, looking for any other sign of aerial activity.
Okay. So he hears that those TIE engines like kind of going off into the distance right now. Lost track of them as it dipped underneath the cloud. The clouds are very low around here. All right. So this is a lock that it's a very like standard mechanical lock. So it would be a hard mechanics check to get in here, or a hard skullduggery check to kind of pick the lock.
All right. I will choose mechanics. And here we go. I'm gonna get 2 boosts from the my utility arm is gonna help, and an automatic advantage hopefully from the hydro spanner if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Try to wrenching it off.
Yep. Boost. Oh, 1 failure, 6 advantage.
You got the hydro spanner on there, and it slipped off, and you weren't able to. It doesn't look pliable. It's a hard one to get any like grip on. It's wet, and it's just like it's not. You're not able to just kind of wrench this thing off.
Bummer. All right, I am.
You notice there's a suspicious rock laying right next to it.
Just want
to
hit it?
No, it's like a fake rock right there, like you see in front of someone's house.
Oh, Buck.
With maybe a key under it.
Shaped indent underneath.
You see anything underneath that rock, Buck?
Yeah, what's this? It looks like a weird key.
under a lone plotted plant that's made of plasticine? Strange.
Well, try it, Buck.
Sure. He'll do that if this is allowed.
Go for it, man. I think that's a great. I think that's a great use of six advantages. It's a great use. There's like one like succulent potted plant just like kind of is sitting in the middle of this otherwise like transparent steel roof that's very like neat and tidy and, you know, no all right angles, and there's just like this one plant. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Lift up the plant.
The guys needed a break here.
Stick it in the lock.
Click, click. Lock drops off. 85.
Nice job, Buck.
All right, so you got that. You got that off. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do now?
Should open the hatch and peek inside.
All right,
Bud, you wanna take the lead?
By like stick your head in there upside down.
Bud just looks down. Is it darkness or is there a floor?
You look down, and there's a ladder that goes down to a dimly lit room does not initially appear to have anything in it in terms of moving bodies. It's got a lot of like there's a thrum of like electric like monitors and electric appliances that are on and plugged in. And there's a ladder that kind of goes straight down to the middle of the ground in this room that you look in. That's probably about it's about 20 feet by 20 feet square room. Metal floor that you can see at the bottom. Dimly lit, otherwise lit with very like industrial fluorescent lights. Just a bunch of like squat metal cubes and boxes on tables in there that have glowing screens, keyboards.
Right, so Vod, I assume it's like an 8 to 10 foot drop. Vod just drops.
It's a 30 foot drop.
Oh, it's a big one. Oh, yeah. Vod uses the ladder.
But there's a
ladder. Yeah.
Okay, Vod does not jump in. He uses the ladder. Bloop, 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 bloop. Vod goes down, pulls up. Vibrax in hand and is scanning now for any sign of movement or threat.
All right, there is in this room. Now you're down on the ground level. There's like three tables surrounding you, and on those tables there are monitors, computers, hard drive towers, things like that. You see one of them has like a picture, like a 3D rendered green line, kind of really basic picture of like a satellite that's rotating, and it has like flashing red box around the neck, and the thing's like moving. You see that in one. The other monitors just have like words going by up and down in basic things like that. You just hear the hum of the machines, the gradual flicker of fluorescent lights. Behind you is a door, and that's what you're noticing right now.
Coast is clear so far. We got the computers. It looks like the dish is definitely damaged from my swings. I don't know if it's out of the count, but you can come on down.
So Mookie's going to climb down the ladder. She hears there's computers and gets a little bit excited.
Okay.
And she goes down the ladder. And then she'll go up to the computer that has the blinking red light. And she's going to see if she can somehow get on the computer and turn that alert off.
Okay, Mookie. So I'm going to say that you are trying to like access. So you're in a room now that has definitely more serious computing power than that thing that you are on the roof right now. Mm-hmm. So you're like, you could, you know, kind of get into, you could do some things right now by, if you can figure out how to like get into the system to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And so initially, what are you trying to do?
I guess I'm trying to hack into the system to get, you know, be able to send commands.
To be able to send commands with the
satellite
communications dish.
Yeah.
Kind of get into the system. But yep. Yeah, we'll get in the system and see what we can do here.
Okay.
So all right. This is gonna have some countermeasures on it in terms of getting in. Mm-hmm. So this is gonna be a hard computer check that is once upgraded. There is a little bit of pressure right now because you're like in a facility. You need to do this fast. You don't have a lot of time right now. So there's gonna be a setback with this situation.
Setback is K.
That's right.
Okay, so it's green, 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 yellow, purple, purple, red, K.
Yep.
Just one setback, right?
Yep.
Okay.
You're unable to crack into this. The one threat is this system realizes that you were trying to hack into it, and it does not like that. So it's beginning to set up some hacking firewalls. So there'll be a setback on any additional attempt to hack into this thing. What in terms of triumph, what would that look like here?
Good question. Maybe perhaps Mookie learned something through her failure. Perhaps, you know, she's realizing something about consortium computers that will help her on her next try, maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Right. This is some old computer programming classes that you took back in night school. You recognize this defense mechanism as it's kind of like classic like Corellian blocking strategy. So it just kind of it just alters the digits of the entry codes by a couple binary units north, and you're like, oh yeah, I just got to like do that math in my head, and I should be able to like figure this out. It's just Corellian blocking software. Mm-hmm. So you'll take an upgrade on your on your next attempt. But I'm gonna say like that attempt took a few minutes to do. While you were doing that, Roquan, what are you up to?
He's just gonna kind of moves from the ladder over to where everybody else is at, and he's just gonna stay on the roof for the time being.
Roquan's on the roof. Buck, what are you up to?
He'll shimmy down the ladder, and then go to the door and just see if he can hear.
Yeah.
Anyone, anything. So as you see what he hears.
As you approach this door, it doesn't.
Or there's not like a window or anything in it.
No, this door like looks like a portal on a submarine. It's like not just your usual hollow core suburban, you know, bedroom door. It's got like cross beams of steel riveted down in X's. It's got it's kind of got a dark, like, kind of a dark gray coloration to it. It looks heavy. It's got a routine knob on it, you know, kind of handle with a little thumb clasp. And, yeah, you can choose. Like, you could try to, like, you know, kind of listen through it, or you can open it, or you can do, you know, what you'd want there.
Right, yeah. If it's, like, that thick of a door and you can't really hear anything through it, maybe you'll just see if it's open and peek down. Peek into if there's a hallway or the next room to see what's out there.
All right, and you're doing this as a peek. You're doing this kind of stealthily, are you saying?
Yeah, yep.
All right, I want to see if you're able to pull the movement and the opening of this door off without being noted, okay? So you're gonna do a stealth check against a difficulty that is going to be a stealth check against RRP. Because there may be someone paying attention to this.
I'm gonna flip a destiny.
There you go.
And, yeah.
That's the ticket.
Buck isn't necessarily very stealthy, so this could go very poorly.
Luck is on your side.
Red, purple.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
Here it is.
You
make some sound.
You open the door. You open the door a little bit and
peeking through.
Yep, peeking through. So I'm gonna give you the peek. Like we didn't roll a perception check, we rolled a stealth check. So you open this door a little too wide, and it is in, so it's a steel door against a steel frame in this like humid, raining jungle volcanic area where stuff just like rusts and corrodes, and so metal is not a good building property up here, but that's what the Empire and the Consortium did. And so this is basically like two pieces of metal just like rubbing against each other, and it's like as it opens up and you open it up X amount of inches, and you see kind of like down a hallway. It's a long hallway, and you see kind of long down the hallway someone whip around and it, hey, who goes there? And it's a guy with a stormtrooper armor that's all like dirty and blackened and scuffed up. It looks like this guy's seen some action, and he's got like an orange piece of fabric over one of his shoulders, and he and you recognize him as that sergeant who had fought you up on the ridge and escaped back to the headquarters. And he's like, oh, who goes there? And then I some heads kind of pop up and around a corner down the hallway, and you see the faces of helmets like you remembered that they had gotten as a trophy in the hut of the Queen of the Vradix.
Yeah.
That very like scout trooper looking helmet, and you see four of those helmets kind of poke up and turn towards you. Hey, they're in here! Get them! And you just saw that happening from long away from you.
Oh no.
Buck, I'm gonna give you I'm gonna go back to you really quick.
Yep.
You're seeing that.
Okay. As he kind of peeks through the door, he'll just kind of quickly try to go behind the door, basically, so that he's not seen, and just leave the door kind of hang.
You're leaving the door open, and you're hiding back behind it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Ted. This is all kind of all of these things are kind of happening. What are you doing right now? This is kind of like while kind of Mookie's doing the computer stuff.
Ted has come down the ladder and is hanging out with Buck while this is happening, and has his weapon readied. as he's opening the door. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what he's doing. And that's, yeah, I don't know about any other actions. I think he'll take cover, I think, if there's any cover nearby.
There's like a big gonk power droid sized hardware cabinets and computer towers. There's like computer towers and like metal chairs and metal tables in here. So there would conceivably be some things to look at. Look for a cover behind in this room. Yeah.
Okay. Bob, did you tell us what you saw, or did you just quietly like sneak behind, keeping your own private secret?
Well, it depends if people heard that. Maybe it wasn't loud enough for people to hear, but if not, then he's gonna whisper it, but it's like pointing down the hallway. Try not to make a whole lot of noise, but he's trying to alert everyone in the room that there's people coming.
And
hey, we got company.
Ted, as he like dives down for cover, he feels like almost like there's something in his left eye, like, and his left eyelid starts like twitching, like involuntarily. It's annoying and kind of like painful as it spasms, as if a electrode is like shorting out in his forehead, and it's bugging him. He starts rubbing at his eyes, and then he feels kind of a subtle pulsing, like there's like pressure like building up behind his eyes on both sides, kind of pushing out, and in this dimly lit room all of a sudden it feels like too bright for his eyes. His eyes are twitching, and then all of a sudden it's he's like, oh, that pulsing behind my eyes, that's my heartbeat. And it starts amplifying, and you can feel his heart rate increasing and pushing behind his eyes as an ice pick of a headache extends from his forehead and goes directly through his head to the nape of his neck. And all of a sudden the buzzing of the computer equipment around the room just becomes unbearably loud as the fluorescent lights become unbearably bright, and his jaw clenches hard enough to draw a trickle of blood from his bitten cheek. Both of his calves go into a deep wrenching cramp, and his hands spasm with fingers fully extended. He begins to start blacking out from the pain and the cramping, and he rolls a resilience check. So his something's happening inside Ted that none of you guys can see. He's like kind of like spasming right now and wrenching in pain, and he's going to roll a hard resilience check with a couple setbacks because of the pain he's going through.
Oh no,
Ted, are you all right?
He's in a lot of pain. A lot of pain. Hands are wrenched out in extension. Eyes are shut. Legs are cramping back.
No.
All right.
Three failures, one advantage.
All right. So he's just in a lot of pain. Something's happening in his body. His temperature is actually going up. He feels hot, and beads of sweat cast across his forehead. He takes five strain.
Oh. All right.
And I'm just that was just happening in the background, but also happening in the background is Buck just opened the door and ducked, and he's whispering at you, and Vod, it's your turn. What are you up to?
Moogie, get off that computer. Ted's in trouble, and Raquan's not looking much better. Sounds like we got company. Stop playing Oregon Trail or whatever. Stop playing some ancient game you've got going on that system here.
Jedi Trail.
Stop playing Jedi Trail. Thank you. Vod runs up to the, takes a couple, actually he's at the ladder. He yells up, Roquan, get down here. And then he runs up to the edge of the hatch and places his body against the wall. He's like, what'd you see? To Buck. Buck, what'd you see?
They're coming.
Who's they?
Bad guys.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Buck. Pull yourself together, damn it.
They're gonna shoot us.
I need details. So they've got guns.
They got guns and helmets, armor. Sergeants. Right. They're the same guys we've seen before.
Is there any... Bob looks around. Is there any other door leading out?
We'll say... There's the big hatch, the door that you guys are next to that's still about 6 inches open, and there's the ladder that goes up and out about 30 feet up to the roof, and that's what he sees.
Can I look around the room for any other sign of a doorway, ventilation hatch, breakable window?
Sure. Let's do an average perception check. You're doing this fast. So there's gonna be a couple setbacks on this because you're scanning a slightly dark room very quickly for like something.
He looks around and he doesn't see another way out. But he does notice there seems to be what looks like a panel on the wall right near the door that may control something in the hallway, lights or
oil
or
he noticed
something of unknown origin, but a panel nearby that might do something.
What he sees is like that. Exactly. He sees an important characteristic in this room. The computer that Mookie was messing around with that had like the satellite with the blinking red box on it kind of was connected to a bunch of like other big, you know, hardware units and things like that. He sees this like flat screen thing on the wall kind of right where he's posted right now that looks like a different kind of screen. It's showing a different a different thing to it, and it has a lock screen up on it, but it does look like there's a picture of kind of like the compound. There's a green outline picture of the compound kind of on this screen behind him that looks distinctly different from some of the computer units that are on the tables around him.
Maybe that will help. I'm going to shut this door.
Click. Door is now shut.
Shut and spins the lock or just shuts it.
Yeah, door is presently shut. Yep.
Okay. Mookie, get to Ted.
Mookie, if you get like a split second in between all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Man, Roquan would appreciate a good healing right now.
Yeah. It's time.
But I know. if there happens to be a second and you don't feel like shooting.
Your wounds are high.
Maxo.
And Ted's
do Ted first. You're right by him.
Strain is high.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Whatever you need.
Sorry. All right, I'm back. Can run. Sorry, guys. Mookie, you were saying.
Yeah, Mookie's kind of on the computers and sees Ted going through his fit and is kind of looking at Vod, looking at Ted, and she's about to hop off the computers, but it's Roquan's turn. This round, so
RQ.
Roquan's pretty stressed, but he doesn't see how he can help a whole lot right now because he's kind of stumbling around. So he kind of puts himself in the pretzel position, focuses and puts himself in his defensive mode. He's been doing that while everyone else has been, doing their thing. Then he,
You're down in the room.
With the door kind of propped up, he's going to take out his gun and just aim it at the door that Buck is behind from upstairs, out of view for the most part.
You're on the roof right now.
Still on the roof.
All right, kinda, so you'd like, be
kind of prone
to that door. Gun. Yep, to that door. You're long right now.
Okay.
Let's see. Ted.
Turn off those computers. Just stop. Just. My eyes are. Ted's just flailing around, just like slamming his head against the wall, and just...
Mookie's gonna hop down and just kind of hold Ted, and then reach out through the force and try to just use the force to heal Ted with her little fingers on his forehead, gently massaging.
Okay. You can run. Roll a heal check.
Okay. Yeah. So she's using her heal force powers. And she's going to basically heal the strain.
And what is happening here to him? You are not going to do the wounds.
Oh, it's going to do. Isn't it strain that you're high in, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually higher in wounds, but I have 10 wounds and 5 strain.
Oh, okay.
Don't you have a different role than you, more than force?
So yeah. Look. So, go ahead.
I thought you were high in strain. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's great. Yeah, I definitely. It's a good one to heal.
Yeah, I'm going to use the control on my the force heal since I've already rolled the die.
So, you can heal you can heal the five wounds, although it's like a stim pack, so whatever number it would be for Ted of stim packs, this would count as a stim pack and heal that amount.
Yeah.
This
so,
like his fourth stim pack.
Yeah, so like 2 wounds, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Plus whatever the bonus Mookie has too.
I don't think Mookie has a force use bonus.
That's that's a real cramp on heal harm. So 2 wounds, yeah. And then do I get the strain as well, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that you can heal 3 of those strain just from what's going on in your body right now.
Cool. All right. It feels a little better. Thanks, Mookie.
You just hear like footsteps like clomping towards the door coming down the hall. The door is now shut, right?
Yep.
Buck, what are you doing?
Buck wants to turn to Ted as well, grab him by the cheeks and look at him right in the eyes. Like, Ted, we need you now. Remember on your birthday when you got really wasted and from all that those blue Russians you drank and that Karelian whiskey? Well, it can't be much worse than that. Pull through. You are strong.
And roll and a inspiring rhetoric.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have you take one setback on this because you're trying to do this in the midst of like a lot of bad shit happening.
Oh, finally. Yeah. That's 3 strain.
So
covered.
I'll say Ted, heal a couple of those.
Right. Couple strain.
Yep.
All right.
And you guys hear the door go, and the doorknob is starting to shake.
Thanks, Buck. I don't want to become a zombie, Buck. Don't let me become a zombie.
You just keep that gun up and fire, and you'll be fine.
And the doorknob begins to turn. And Vod.
Boring conversation anyway. Vod yanks open the door and swings at the first thing he sees.
All right, so everyone in the room, including Roquan, roll a cool check. And you guys are all in this room. Can you see that on roll 20?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're in this room right now, and you have peeked, you know, kind of down the hall that I think you can see. You kind of like down a hall right now. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, the hall sideways, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So the door kind of opened, that red door kind of opened, and you guys could see down the hall. What's like immediately through the door that has been, you know, is kind of like playing with the door and kind of pushing it open or trying to work the knob, are two scout troopers that Vod is immediately looking at as the door is flung open. There is what Buck has seen all this. So he saw two heads of scout troopers earlier. And then up the hall, kind of short to them is other troopers that Buck has seen, but right now Vod's attention are on these two dudes like right in the doorway. And then everyone else is let's see, Ted is undercover in that room right now. Buck is at the doorway. Or Buck is near the doorway. I think Vod is at the doorway. Mookie's kind of back across the room. I'll say Mookie is medium back in this room to the doorway. Roquan is long back and kind of prone at the ladder with a kind of crazy, weird, difficult shot into this room. He can see these guys opening the door, though. And Ted is like kind of short off to the side under cover in this room. First PC.
Vod is swinging at the cluster of stormtroopers and scout troopers in front of him with his vibro axe.
All right.
And kind of going into his typical rage, strains for 4. My God. Whoa.
All right. So what did you, let's do damage first.
Vod hits. Who the fuck is my thing? So Vod hits for 10 plus 1, 11.
11 and Pierce.
2.
All right. And 11 Pierce 2. All right. And goes down. All right. And so one of them falls and the other one is still up.
2 triumphs?
Yeah. With 1 triumph, he, using his lamest talent, but just to use it for the first time, causes a knockdown. So he chops through the head of one and crashes through the chest of the other, sending him like into the short end of the hallway to our right on the image to smash up against the wall, knocking him prone.
So he's on his back. All right. On his back, I kind of disengage from you, kind of like short to you now on his back.
I don't know if he's short, but he's knocked down.
Yep.
Not short, but just like, knocked down.
Okay, sure.
And I'll spin my advantage to recover my strain just to feel the blood lust of battle coursing through my veins. And for my maneuver, I'm going to spend then one strain to be in a just defensive stance, which is the talent, not the like not the ability everyone can do. It's the one that just allows me to upgrade any attacks against me that are melee or brawl.
Okay.
I think I'm still within the doorway and out of gun sight, but I don't know how you're.
Where did you move?
I didn't move. I just from the doorway opened the doorway and chopped at them through the doorway.
Uh huh. And one fell down, kind of at your feet, and you're kind of You said you're still kind of engaged with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I'm in view of people that can shoot me, I'm actually going to spin my maneuver to back up into the room a bit.
Okay. Behind the door. I'll say you're disengaged from that guy, and then you would be like short to the guy on the ground back in the door.
Okay, so I'll spin my that's my maneuver then.
Okay.
Okay, so then forget the defensive stance, and my maneuver is to pull back behind the doorway.
Okay. And and then what was the other triumph?
Oh, the other triumph was it looked like there was a gunnery defense system on the ceiling that was a part of the like halfway down the hallway that is within the computer system. I saw a gun up there that might be able to be hacked or something. Didn't activate it.
Like a little turret.
Hard to get into. There's a little turret in the hallway. On the ceiling, a little gunnery turret. Little mini.
You saw a mini gunnery turret. That's kind of an automated defense gun. It is a damage 6, crit 3. That is controlled you control it remotely, so it's like it's your like ranged light. It's like your agility with your it's your computers with your ranged light skill.
If you can get control of it.
If you can get control of it, and it's a 6-3, and it is smack dab in the middle of the hallway on a turret like a mini quad laser cannon.
And it's currently off.
And it's currently just pointing down at the ground.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Love it. Keep those coming. That's great. So it's NPC. All right.
Yeah.
And the first NPC to go is the guy who rolled the triumph, which is the sergeant, and so his triumph is just going to be a free maneuver. So he's going to come like sprinting down the hallway valiantly to the doorway where he just saw one of his troopers get hacked down, another one and get knocked down. So he's like kind of like right next to the prone one. That was just kind of his triumph free maneuver. His second maneuver, or it's his turn now, and his first maneuver is going to be used tactical direction, where he can tell a minion group within medium range to do an immediate free maneuver, and he's going to yell at the two guys that were behind him in the hallway and say, "On me!" And they came running down the hallway as well. So like kind of everybody is like at the doorway now in short range of Vod right now, technically. So he yelled them on me. Vod is short to him, and so his action is going to be he's going to blast at Vod with his blaster. The sergeant is gonna do that. And one second.
I will dodge too.
All right, dodge twice.
Yep, upgrade.
All right, he is going to flip a destiny, and he is going to shoot at Vod. So he hits Vide for 10. In doing so, he's like, that one killed my, that, this is the group that killed my Savic buddies. Take them down. And, he's just going to pass on to the next PC, a boost. And that is the two guys that came running down the hall behind him. And they're going to level their guns and fire at Vod.
And the same thing, upgrade twice. All right. So they're short distance shooting.
They're short to you, yeah. And they're gonna fire. 1 second. Okay. Upgrade twice. They're gonna take a boost. They're gonna aim once, and they're going to fire at Vod.
I get two boosts.
All right, and they hit for these guys. Those guys just hit for 8.
With the what plus one?
Yep.
Okay.
And they're all just focusing fire on this sand creature. So they're gonna pass their boost, their concentration to the next guy, who's the guy that's lying on the floor. He's down on his back, but he's pulling out his gun, and he's going to shoot at Vod from the ground.
Does that give him a boost for shooting on the ground?
No, he's just just shooting from his back.
When you're on the ground shooting or something?
I thought it was a setback, but.
If you're shooting at something that's on the ground lying down, you take a setback. If you're meleeing something that's on the ground, you take a boost. Shooting from the ground up doesn't do anything.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
And
okay.
And he's gonna aim once and shoot up at Vide. And
same.
Two more strain.
Yep.
All right. Oh, and he hits for 12.
He took 3 hits there.
And so those NPCs just unloaded into Vod, and that is the end of the NPCs. Next PC. And right now, just imagine like Vod's kind of backed up in the doorway, and he's just gotten like doo, doo, doo. There's a door that's kind of like open a little bit ajar, and so there's some. There's some congestion in the doorway here right now.
And Vod is still short?
Vod's short to these dudes. Vod is short to Ted. These guys would also be... these guys would be short to Ted, but there's some, like, kind of shit that, you know, is around there. These guys would be short to Buck. They would be medium to Mookie. They would be long to Roquan. With various degrees of kind of some hindrance in sight lines and views, because you're kind of, these guys are outside of a door blasting into the room at Vod.
Shooting out of cover, that gets you a setback, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yep.
But I didn't count as in cover. I was just out.
Okay. Yeah, right. You're in the in the world.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go for it. Okay, so Roquan is gonna kind of just barely see what's going on, and finally hear Vod feel like he took some sort of a hit, and so he's gonna do one of his talents, the Hunter's Quarry.
Okay.
So he's gonna make a hard survival check. To, if successful, it'll upgrade the attacks of everybody against the captain or whoever the
guy with the orange thing on his shoulder.
Yeah, against him. So
yep.
And so
I'm gonna flip a destiny on the difficulty there.
RPP. Okay. Well, that's so successful.
You were successful in marking him.
Yep. So everybody upgrades their attacks for until the end of my next turn.
Yep. Wincing through your wounds. You were trying to like scout him out and get a quarry on him, and so you were gonna take three strain on that. That was hard to do, tapping into that hunting maneuver.
Sure.
The despair. The captain sees your pale face, like looking out of that hole way up the top. Like he kind of can see that from where he is, and he recognizes that face as the one who killed all of his Sabic buddies. He's like that. He's kind of like this is re-enraging the captain, and so. He is going to take. He is going to upgrade his next attack once, due to that rage that he's feeling right now and that anger. That'll be the despair. Is the next time he goes, he's going to upgrade his attack once.
Is he just hunters quarried you?
Yeah, he like kind of hunter. He like hunter quarried like the group for one round. Kind of he's gonna take an upgrade.
He's accusing everyone of killing. Like,
you guys took out my Sabic buddies. I loved my Sabic buddies.
He just played the reverse card in Uno.
Yeah, reverse. All right. And was that your turn, or do you have more?
Yeah, I'm not going to use anything else.
Okay,
that's it.
Next PC.
Well, Roquan or Mookie is looking up at Roquan, knowing he needs some medical attention. Hey, Roquan, do you want to come down here so I can heal you?
Heals? No.
Okay.
He's just, I'm fine. I'm fine up here. I can wait. I think Vod just saw some machine gun or something. Can you hack into that?
Okay.
Jesus.
So Mookie's gonna get back on the computer, and she's looking for some sort of gun turret on the outside of the door.
I told you right where it's at. You probably get like a boost or something, right?
So Mookie, you're still you're still trying to get control of this computer system.
Yeah,
and so if you do this as an action, it's gonna be the same. The same one you did last time. It's gonna have a setback on it. It's gonna be a once upgraded hard computer check. This time it's gonna have a couple setbacks on it. And I'll flip a destiny.
Then Mookie, you have a advantages or something if you did that again?
I haven't upgraded. Okay. So I have 3 greens, 2 yellow, 2 purple, an R, and 2 Ks?
Or no, is it just a second. Two? So I flipped a destiny, so you're gonna have 2 R's.
2 R's.
And a P. Yeah. You're gonna have 2 Ks.
Yep.
You're gonna have your upgraded stuff.
Yep.
And do whatever you want with destinies yourself or not.
I'm going to flip a destiny to upgrade.
There you go. Mookie, you can use destinies.
And do I get a boost from Vod?
Yeah, sure. He told you exactly where it was.
All right, here we go. Away we go. Oof.
You were unable to get into the computer that is kind of medium away from the door, you really weren't able to get in. 3 failures, so it's it's going to be hard. It's going to be even harder next time.
Rolling hot tonight.
Yikes. Mookie's just not having a good week. Not her week.
Neither. All right. Three advantages. What are you doing?
Three advantages will maybe give another, the next character to hop on the computers, if they decide to do that, will give them a boost.
Sure. Like if someone else starts playing with the computers, they can.
I'll have some advice of what not to do.
Yeah. And you can also, if you use all three of those advantages, you can also swing that to yourself as well.
Okay.
Next computer check can get a boost.
Okay.
Next PC.
Yeah, Ted'll take a shot.
All right.
He's going to step out of cover.
Okay.
And try and shoot them.
So you're short. All you can kind of see all of these guys. There's one that's kind of lying down, shooting up at Vod. There's another one in with the orange thing on his shoulder, and there's another two scouts. In order of how easy is it to see them, you see the one with the orange thing the most. You see the one with the two standing scouts the second most, and you see the guy on the ground the least, because he's kind of hidden back.
Yeah, and the orange guy's been the one yelling about his buddies, right?
Yeah, he's the one that's like, these guys took out my Sabic friends. Kill them!
Well, I hope you're ready to play Sabic in hell. And, Ted's gonna... What's his setbacks and stuff?
So you jumped out of cover. So that's good. You're gonna take... you're gonna take a setback from you're kind of shooting like over Vod's shoulder by a door, and as you stand up, like both of your calves like seize up in cramps on you. So there's gonna be one other setback from whatever this disease is starting to do to you.
So two setbacks.
Two setbacks. Yep.
Okay. And the upgrade, right? Okay. Cool, and it's short, so it's easy.
Short, yep.
Cool. Let's try it. Come on. All right. I succeeded in a roll.
Hey, get on the board.
And that is 10 damage, no pierce. And I will. Pass on an advantage to Buck.
All right, and he's blasted, and his shoulder kind of flips back, but he's still up with his gun leveled at Vod.
Okay.
And next PC.
Yeah, Buck was kind of behind the door.
Yep.
And so. Did they come into the room at
no,
all?
No, this is all still kind of happening. Like, they're in one side of the doorway, you guys are on the other. This is all just kind of started happening. Okay. It's still that first round.
He's going to take a maneuver to get a little bit further back in the room, over towards Ted or so. It's snapping in.
Okay.
There?
So you and Ted are engaged. You guys are short to the door. You can see... Guy with orange thing the most, two standing scout troopers the second most.
Yeah.
Scout trooper lying on the floor third most from your vantage point. You got pretty much a similar line as what Ted had.
Yep. Still going for that. Got the orange
shoulder.
Helio.
All right. Yeah. And I forgot to do it last one, but you got to upgrade the roll ones because it's adversary one. Sorry.
Okay. It's short, but...
And you just take one setback. You take one setback from just the difficulty of the shot around Vod, past the door, but you're not in the pain that Ted is in. But it does upgrade. You increase the difficulty once because your gun's kind of effed.
Right. So instead of being just easy, it's actually going to be...
It looks average.
Average, but it's upgraded as well.
That's right. RP.
RP.
With one setback.
Yes. Yep. And he will strain to take an extra aim maneuver.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what just happened?
That would be 9 damage, pierce 2.
Okay.
I'd like to maybe recover a little strain, being as he took strain to run over there. And for the one advantage. And then the triumph. You know why? Why not crit on this dude?
All right, roll it. Ah, you hurt him.
Nice roll.
Pew.
All skill checks. That's like attacks too.
All right.
That's good.
And that's it. So, top of the order.
Bod is. You mind if I go? Anyone?
Go for it.
Please.
Vod's gonna let out a growl. Is this guy like in dire straits?
He's short to you. Yeah. I mean, you've seen him get blasted a couple times, right?
Yeah. And the other stormtrooper group hasn't been hit at all.
Right. And then there's a guy on the ground.
Okay.
And you still have the upgrade if you want on that same guy.
Yeah, Vod's going to go. The guy on the ground hit him really hard, like in the neck. He did the most damage. Vod's actually going to rush forward so that he's engaged with all of them. And then swing at the. So I'm like, he's going to swing at the guy on the ground.
All right, and that he's ground. So for a melee attack on the ground, I think we said you take a boost.
Yeah.
And you're over the top of him, swinging your axe down at this guy.
He's in a frenzy.
All right, you hit.
So Vod hits. For 14.
Tell me how you kill him.
2. Vod cleaves him, like he's on the ground and he swings forward, chopping him through, like from stem halfway up his body, kind of like goes a little too far with the axe and partially splits the body in half. And it takes him about another 10 seconds to stop screaming. And then he's going to recover 4 drain from that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. The,
I'm going to spend, I can't. I use my maneuver to be engaged. I'm engaged with them.
You're engaged with that. Yeah. You're just kind of engaged with that body that's on the ground.
Well, all of them, like they're all short range. Like I'm amidst them. They could.
Right. Right. The cat, the guy with the orange shoulder, is going to, he is going to, use a, He's just been blasted like twice by these guys that are like standing by each other near the computers in there, and they've just ripped into him twice, and he's not feeling very good, and one of them hurt him pretty bad, so he's gonna do what any like outgunned sergeant would do, he's gonna take a maneuver and pull something from his belt. That's round and the size of a pear. And he's going to press a button on it, and he's going to lob it short range at the blue guy and the human guy and the shiny jewelry standing short away from him. He's throwing his last frag grenade at him.
Who's his primary target?
His primary target is whoever just compromised him.
Both of them,
yeah.
Shiny jewelry.
He's thrown it. Yeah, he's thrown it. He's thrown at the dude who just compromised him. Yep.
Fuck then.
Yep. And Buck
compromise.
Buck, is your armor still on?
I would say so, just because I think things have moved pretty quickly since last fight.
I think so. And he upgrades this because of his anger from his hunter's quarry feel. And he has that. And he's wanting to throw it just right to get it kind of so it kind of can get them both. He lobs this thing in there.
Flip a destiny to all right. Make this harder.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right.
So I'm going to die.
and he'll flip it back. He'll flip it back. He'll flip it back.
No.
All right.
Oh, what the hell?
All right. He's tossing it.
He wants you guys dead.
All right.
And that hits
for 11.
Oh, 11.
And it hits Buck for 11. Blast. No blast, Buck. Just explosion.
What kind of grenades is he using?
a frag. He's using a frag grenade.
That's a frag's a base 8?
Yeah. Gosh.
I didn't even realize that.
No, yeah, why do we have any?
Seriously.
I got one.
Hits for 11.
Bod's always up close. He has the grenades.
I put it in my mouth.
Yeah. Buck is like blown back and plastered to the wall.
Is he still alive?
Crumples down in a heap.
Is he above his wound threshold?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So does he have any crits on
Don't
him already?
Don't bother, Moogie. No crits on him right now.
All right. Dead. So he's slowed down. Look out. He's slowed down.
Yes.
So he can act during the last initiative of the P's. So the last P is Buck.
Did you give that trooper an upgrade for his wound, his crit?
Yep, I did. Yeah, that was harder for him to throw that.
Right. Too red. Yeah.
All right. And then the next PC, or the next NPC is that group of two, and they are presently engaged with Vod, who they just saw like cleave in half the other scout troop, which was scary. The bloodiness at which they that occurred, So they are going to give ground one maneuver and fire at Vod.
And I'll dodge for two.
Okay.
Upgrade twice.
All right. And they're going to upgrade it once more because Vod's in gate. They're trying to shoot around their captain.
You're not engaged anymore. You're short, right?
They aren't engaged with you. They went to short, but their captain is engaged with you because he didn't move. He just focused on lobbing that grenade.
Yeah.
So and they're gonna blast at Vod. All right, and they hit Vod. Where is that? They hit Vod for 9.
Jesus.
And now next PC.
Mookie's gonna hop off the computers and rush over to Buck and start applying first aid.
Okay. And in what way are you applying first aid?
She's like wrapping his head with a bandage from the blast.
All right.
And, you know, patching up his arm.
Okay.
Just trying to get him to come to.
All right, so you are doing a medicine check right now, my friend, and his wounds are greater than half his wound threshold, so it's going to be an average. You've got your med pack. I think you could have pulled that out if you wanted to give yourself a boost.
Sure.
You're trying to do a wound check in the heat of battle on the floor of a base, and so you're going to take. Heat of battle and kind of a, you know, in a non-sterile surgical area. So you're going to take two setbacks on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your roll.
You said it was average?
Average, two setbacks. Right. Take a boost if you choose to pull out your med kit and use it.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, kind of second nature just to pull out the med kit.
Just in structured time, that would be a maneuver. All right.
Three successes.
So you heal three wounds.
Do you get bonus from your skill tree, your talent?
At base, you heal three. I think you have skills that help you more.
Yes,
check,
I do.
Check your surgery talent.
Surgeon?
Yeah, I get an additional wound for surgeon.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
That, Buck. That. So you just healed four.
Yeah, Buck's eyes like flutter open. Like, huh? Oh. What the hell's happened?
All right.
Oh, you went down in battle.
Oh.
Get back up and fight.
Oh, God. Oh, okay.
He's got like, his eyebrows are like burnt off. He's just got like, and he smells like just like burnt hair and clothes, but he's like awake again.
Wile E. Coyote.
And he's got bandages wrapping up his beautiful coif of hair. Yeah.
Somehow makes it look good. The bandages.
Just stylishly coiffed bandages.
That make it look like a tennis headband.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, exactly.
All right, next PC. Buck has to go last from now on.
Yeah, that's fun and Ted.
Wait, from now on, or is it just...
The rest of the encounter, the rest of this encounter.
I get the last slot.
Oh, next turn, next turn, next turn. Sorry, this turn, he has the last slot. Sorry.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, so is Captain still engaged with Vod?
So yeah. Vod and Captain are engaged. They're short to Ted. Everyone else has kind of moved up the hall that you can't see them anymore.
I'm like butt to butt with the sergeant.
Yep.
We're basically right there.
Yep.
So if I get engaged with them, I can see down the hall?
You absolutely can, yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
That would be a short maneuver to like be able to look out the door, you know?
Yeah, I will... let's see, 1 in 12 shooting into engaged. Still want to kill Vod. I'm gonna move up and try and shoot... How many? Is it one group now?
There's one group that's short to Vod up the hallway.
Yeah, I'm going to move up and shoot that group. And I'm going to take a strain to take aim.
All right, so one strain, you're around the door, they're short to you, and yep.
All right. Any setbacks?
You just moved and you're still not fully recovered from whatever hit you and you came into this room, so you're going to take one setback because there's a lot of muscle pain as you're trying to get through these cramps.
All right, cool. No defense.
Nope, they are just, yeah, they're in the hallway with guns smoking.
All right, five success, two advantage. I guess, I don't know. So that is... 13 damage, and I will give them a setback on their next turn.
13 damage?
Yeah.
30 damage, and your pierce is 2?
No, no pierce.
No pierce. All right. 13. All right. You see one of them fall, and the other one is hurt but still standing with his gun leveled at you at this point. Yeah.
All right.
Next PC.
So who's all in that doorway?
Right now, you can see the captain in the doorway, who is engaged with Vod. You can see you can see Ted kind of turn. He's in the doorway, but he's shooting down the hall that you can see. And there's Vod engaged with the captain. And I'm gonna say Ted is not necessarily. Ted, are you engaged with the captain and Vod situation?
Yeah, I think I'm engaged with them. I guess if I can move one.
I think you guys are all kind of like in the doorway. It's kind of like there's like Ted staring down the hallway blasting, Vod like rearing up for, you know, whatever he's going to do next, and the captain who has like thrown the grenade and is like reacting to all this happening around him with body language. That's what you see in the doorway, all kind of engaged in that tight space.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Call on your ancestral spirit.
Nah, Roquan's a sharpshooter. What's the worry?
His worry is doing a simple check last time got a despair. That's his worry.
You gotta do it. Upgrade.
He's gonna drop his drop his force die that's committed, and he's going to bind the sergeant.
Okay, so he's long to you.
Yep. So I'll roll him, and we'll see if I can even do it, I guess.
Okay, this is your action. Sweet. All right.
Yeah.
Too dark. Do you use it? You feel hatred and anger.
Yes. Yeah, he's gonna use one dark pip to immobilize him. And he's able to do it by using another dark pip for doing it at long range. So that'll also give him 2 damage.
That's right.
For using 2 dark pips against
him. That's right. Yeah, so he's like... And you see, like, there's urine coming, like, between his, like, plasticeel plates. And is going down his leg. And he takes 2 wounds, Buck. Or, excuse me, he takes 2 wounds, Roke. All right. Yep. And he's being bound, and you're tapping into the dark side. So what are you tapping into? What is Roquan feeling as he does this?
He's feeling that this is the dude that knocked him out.
But what is he feeling? Guy. What's he feeling? What emotions is he feeling?
He's feeling scared for the first time in a long time that his friends and he are not going to be able to make it out of it. Normally he would have just taken that shot, but he's worried that he has regrets on previous actions and doesn't want to hurt his teammates. So it's a little bit of just terror more than anything.
A little guilt in there.
Maybe a little guilt.
What do you think about
times 2?
What do you think about watching Ted have some convulsions?
You can't see that from his angle.
So he's just the captain is like, he doesn't know what's happening to him. He's never felt this before. And is that the end of your move, Roke?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Last PC.
Book.
Buckarooski. Will jam a stim pack into himself.
That's your maneuver. All right. How many stim packs have you used today?
I have used 1, so this would be only for 4.
Okay.
gets me down to 9 wounds.
Okay.
And he will raise the blaster up and fire at the easiest target, which I think is still probably the captain.
So, captain, he's short to you. He's short to you because of your gun. You're gonna increase the difficulty once. You're gonna upgrade the difficulty once because he's an adversary one, and you're gonna upgrade the difficulty another time because he is engaged with your two buddies. So it's RR. And you are
you could upgrade your role too for
and I'm gonna say take a
no that's done that's
take boring. Take a one setback. Take one setback because like there's still like smoke coming up off of your chest and clothes like into your eyes a little bit.
Custom grip.
That's great. Always gotta test you. Gotta make sure you remember it. Custom.
I'm gonna have to use brace for impact here.
I forgot to upgrade my shot last time. So, because I actually have a 2 yellow pool when I shoot normally.
Okay.
So I get an extra green from the Hunter's Quarry. Is that correct?
No, sorry.
Oh, it's now done. Gone. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't have to go last.
Ship sailed.
Yep. I thought you said something about upgrading or someone said something about getting something passed.
I was misspoke. I mean, I said something about, I thought the Hunter's Quarry was for the encounter, but it's a turn.
Okay. Yep.
Wait, didn't Ted pass a boost, or was that last turn? You passed a boost to him at some point. Was that last turn?
Oh, I don't think there's anything new.
Yeah, that's probably gone.
Never mind.
Popping up, basically.
It's got to be something.
Don't worry. Here it is.
Use your flashy jewelry.
It misses.
No despair.
Thanks for not hitting us.
Yep. It didn't hit anybody. Yeah.
Thanks for trying.
I think maybe he will. Maybe the shots were a little unexpected from the captain, knowing that he thought he obliterated me with a.
Yeah, he's like, grenade. What? I blew that guy with a grenade. What is he doing shooting at me?
So, his attention has been kind of distracted for a moment, and he's going to take a sit back.
Yep. Yep.
Next turn.
Yep. All right. Next PC, top of the order.
Vod's going to chunk away at this badly staggered and wounded sergeant.
All right. He's engaged.
Let me upgrade it twice.
It's gonna be RP, and he's gonna flip a destiny on the difficulty.
RR. Okay.
I'm
gonna flip a destiny too to upgrade mine.
Yep, and Roquan, you should have flipped a destiny for using those dark pips.
I did flip it. Do I need to flip two since I used two?
No, you just dipped into that pool once, but you do need to take 2 strain.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay.
So leave the Destiny pool, Ian, for Roquan's. You upped it once, I went down, Roquan went back up to where you're at now. So I think we can leave the Destiny pool.
All right.
If you did yours.
I did mine, yep.
Oh, I already took it down, so you can take it back down again. Oh.
So he took one down, I flipped it, and then Greg...
You flipped the destiny.
So you should be down one.
I flipped the one I used. Roquan had already flipped one, so I flipped it. I flipped it to 4 white, 2 dark, 4 light, 2 dark. And if you used one, it would be light, 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 dark, dark, dark.
Okay, yeah. So imagine it's 3-3 now. Or someone flip it. Okay, I'm gonna roll.
I'll flip it.
Okay.
This guy's dead.
Nice.
All right. How'd you kill him?
Is it really?
Yep.
Finally. You know, when I overpower kill, it's really hard to decide. I take the sergeant and he's right next to me. I yank off his mask and I put the blade like through his jaw and I'm like, the Empire will die. And I turn the Vibrax is on and I'm just like, shh, and he starts screaming as I just push him in the wall.
Yeah, and like, slow kill.
The jaw falls off. His tongue still, la, 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 and then he through. Yeah. So the other guys see that shit.
Like, they're all dead, but they like would have thought about it.
This
oh, there's one left. No, there's one guy left who's just like
one more.
Underneath his mask, of course. You can't tell, but he's like,
he's just not moving.
And I'll take 2 strain off. I'll recover 2 strain.
I think Roquan's going to take a conflict for seeing that.
And the.
The guy like for enjoying that too much.
The guy that I saw the Sandman like burn through his captain's face is gonna shoot at that Sandman just like, you horrible thing, you alien, and he's gonna shoot. So he's shooting from short at the back of Vod. Does this guy?
No upgrade.
He has. He will shoot. And Vod, are you doing anything?
Nope.
All right, he's shooting from short.
As he's doing this. It's like slow motion, and I hear like one is the onlyest number, just like playing over it.
And he's gonna aim. He's gonna try to just like hit this guy hard, because he's very sad about his captain. All right, so he hits for 9.
I've taken a lot of damage.
So it's for 9 in the back in the back of Vod.
And these weak guys hit hard.
And he's right.
Vod is smoking.
And he's he is
room up here
going
Vod.
To he's gonna notice that like it seems like if you shoot that Weequay in the neck, it really hurts him. So next time he's gonna notice that about the Weequay that he's taking a boost on his next shot against the Weequay. And next PC.
He's not gonna have a next shot.
Yeah, Ted's gonna try and hit him.
Nice.
And it's the Harry Nilsson version, because that's my favorite one.
Jeez.
Oh.
It's like, what?
There's different versions?
What? Yeah, there's an Amy Mann, Three Dog Night. One is the loneliest.
Oh, I'm hearing Three Dog. I'm hearing Three Dog Night. No, I'm hearing Bread. No, Three Dog Night. Which one does it?
Should listen to the Harry Nelson. But,
Bread, the one. Yeah, wasn't it Bread?
So he's short. He's short too. I thought it was Bread did that song.
Yeah.
Three Dog Night was the original, I think. And then short
Bread.
Here we go.
Bread.
I'm pretty sure, right? Is it Bread?
Not Three Dog Night.
All right. How did you kill him? How did you kill him?
Oh, well, I feel like he was like shooting with one arm as he was running back towards the other outer door, because he's probably not going to try and stay in here at Vod when he hit him. And so this one just like hits him right through the side of his body as he's like running and shooting, and he's just like screaming and he's like falling forward and just slams into that far wall.
He is splattered. You see a streak of blood go down, and that does it for this group. Everyone roll a cool check.
Oh man, we are fucked up.
Yeah, I have nothing left.
So messed up.
I got hit like 6 times there with heavy blaster fire.
Mm-hmm. And they were not effing around on.
I took like 17 damage. That
was... Oh my gosh.
Oh, the coolie cool.
This is for strain.
Okay. This is for strain.
I healed on my strain.
One. Wonderful.
Three. Oh, good. That's nice.
You got three?
I get four with my bonus.
That was a surprisingly intense battle.
Yeah.
Can I go negative on my strain?
No.
No. Yes.
No.
extra good.
And you are all right. And so Vod and Ted are out in this hallway. There are alarms blaring, and everyone else is kind of in that room. Roquan is still on the roof. Ever so slightly, you are making your way into this this situation.
I can't find the bread. No, I just looked it up. It's Three Dog Night, man. I think you're right.
Three Dog Night?
Yeah.